you're done. You have permission. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we were doing this shach, I think. So we were up to the part where the shach goes ahead and he brings Taisus and the Rush. And he says that the Taisus and the Rush are holding that that there's no takonas da'avaramas by Ganav. And he wants to say that it could be likewise not by Mekach or Memker too. Could be argued with Yishami, but okay, that's a different point. Okay, then he says that even though he seems to pass in this way at Halacha, Ava Gav Shehei Mechricha Lezeh Mehach Teperek Eidu Nairis Eidu Hechruch. It's very gutsy. In other words, he's talking about how we pass in halacha. So he's saying that Tavis and the Rush bring a raya to this din that Da'avad Amis doesn't work from Rishus Arabim from Ksuvis. And without Ksuvis, apparently they would have said not like that. And he doesn't think that Ksuvis is a raya. Why not? Because you could say that really they did made a takana in my gneva. And in the parach, and as they misakin shus arabim, they misakin shus by gneva too. And in parach, I hold the tanya, he begarded Rav Sheshes. Remember, it's just around the tikna dawad amas. The whole gemara's kasha is because there's no dawad amas in shus arabim. Nothing to because it's gneva. But because Da'avad Amis doesn't work in Shus Arabim. The Vada or Dami Garabi, I see, sir, about Farsha, you need to go to Amoroi. Remind the Pig of Rav Shejit, Bemis or Goshamidi. The day Da'avad Amis, Gabi Gneba, take the Da'avad Amis. Okay. So he says a different answer for Davis is Gasha. That what did the Gemara, that Enoch and Ami, according to the first day, the Da'avad Amis works by Geneva, in Rishus Arabim, there's no Kasha. But the Gemara is asking according to Rav Sheshes. So since it sounds like he's saying, since Tavis and the Rush only bases Halacha on that Hechruch, and I don't hold of that Hechruch, therefore I shouldn't bask in that way. No more tiknu da'avad amas, shel acherim, the tiknu da'avad acherim, lo'it mishus b'ayrim, tol g'lecha d'isa, b'rishus d'amore isa, u'bayim lo m'sad n'shem inei, u'bema yetzim mishus b'ayrim, ken yirli bar. Okay, so it's a very fascinating thing. I think we did this a little bit, we start speaking it, that the shach is very, very gutsy. That mitzad echad, he seems to be, he would be ready to argue with Tzitzis in the Rosh Halacha, because he doesn't hear their question, but he's passing like them because he disagrees in Svara with them. There they hold that in Svara without a raya. You see from the Shach and Taisis that if you have no raya, the pashas in Svara is to say that Da'avad Amis works by Geneva, right? They had to bring they asked that as a question. They asked on the Gemara and Ksuvas a question. The reason why it's a question is because in their Havamina, they assume that Da'avad Amis works by Geneva. So the pashtus to them in Svara is that Da'avad Amis should work. They're mechadesh, a chiddush, that it doesn't work. And we want to say, it's a machloikas, why not? David said, because you don't have to throw us in Ansuye. And the Rosh seems to say, stack if you don't want to help a Ghana. But those are chidushim. The pashtus in Svara is that Da'avad Amis works, even though there is no us in Ansuye, and even though you're helping a Ghana. So the Shach is arguing on Tavis in two things. He doesn't hold that they're Kasha, and he holds that the Pasha is as far as he gets up. So he wanted to know, I think this we asked, we wanted to know, what is the machlokes between the Shach and Tavis? So on the first point, that the Tavis doesn't like the Shach's answer. So what would you say? Why doesn't Tavis like the Shach's answer? What would you people say?
Again, which are the two points again?
Shach goes at Tavis Asaka. Tavis Havamina was that Da'avad Amis works by Ganav. Tavis Asakash, I see from Tzuvis that Da'avad Amis doesn't work because, I mean, I have a kind of, Da'avad Amis works like a neva, then what's the Gemara's kashing suvis? Gemara has a kashing suvis, where's your kinyan? What do you mean where your kinyan is? Your kinyan is Da'avad Amis. And for Tysus, them in the fun that Da'avad Amis doesn't work by Geneva. So the Shach argues with Tysus's question. He says, maybe the Gemara is only asking in Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes holds that Da'avad Amis can't be Kain Rishas or Rabim. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, you can never have a Kimle Dravimine, because the only way you're Chayyah for Hotzah is you take it out to Rishas or Rabim, and in Rishas or Rabim, there's no Kinyan. Because Da'avad Amis don't work in Rosh Hashanah, not because Da'avad Amis don't work for Geneva. Da'avad Amis would work for Geneva if it'd be a Maisa Kinyan. But Da'avad Amis, even for non-Geneva, even for a Metziah, according to Rav Sheshes, doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara's Kasha was, since according to Rav Sheshes, Da'avad Amis doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, so according to Rav Sheshes, there's no Kimnei B'Drabimineh. So what's Tavis's problem? Very simple, the Gemara. And so we want to know why does Tysus not like that answer? And then why? And then the second point, we'll get to, we'll do one at a time.
Didn't we say that Tysus was saying the Gemara is the leave of the Kulei Alma?
Right. So that, again, that is what we said. I mean, that's, I think that's not, that's pretty easy. That the Gemara, Tysus will hold that if the Gemara was only asking in Rav Sheshes, the Gemara should have said so. Gemara should have quoted Rav Sheshes by name. The Gemara asked Dhamma. So that means that the Gemara is going in everybody, right? I agree. That's what I think we, I don't remember if we said it or not, but if we said it, that sounds good. Still sounds good. Okay. So therefore, but okay, but the Shach doesn't hold it. That's, and the Shach holds it. Therefore, it's a valid answer. Therefore, it sounds like from the Shach, since he thinks it's a valid answer, so the halacha, he's not going to paskin like Tysus in the Rush. But he said he's going to paskin that anyway because it's a Svar Mechrachas. Now, Tavis obviously doesn't hold it's a Svar Mechrachas. So we have another very interesting machlekes that the Rosh holds, that the Shach holds it's a Svarah, that Da'avad Amis doesn't work by Geneva. And Tavis and the Rosh hold that the Pashas is it should work. So that Tavis and the Rosh does not hold of his Svarah. Even in their answer, they didn't seem to be giving his Svarah, right? The Tavis inside, the answer is because of Asin Ansuye. Tavis doesn't give the Shach Svara. So we got a very big machloikas that the Shach holds of this Svara is a Svara Pshuta, that even without any Hechrof, we should say it. And Tavis doesn't seem to hold it a Svara at all. It's not a good Svara. So what's his Svara? His Svara is that since the Shach Svara is that since Kohecha de Isa Begoza de Baira Misa, so he can't be kind of with Da'avad Amis because it never went out of the Biden's Rishus. Okay. So what do you say about that Svara? Does that sound like a good Svara or not? Obviously it's a good Svara, but what could be debatable about that Svara?
Well, as soon as you make a Kinyan, it becomes yours. It comes out of the Biden's Rishus.
But in order to make the Kinyan, it has to be in your Da'avad Amis. So it's a circle. You can't get started. You can't make a Kinyan because it's not in your Da'avad Amis.
So why in Matana it works?
So why Matana? Because here the person's being magnet to you.
Because of the Das. Okay.
Okay, so he's giving it to you.
Yeah.
And why by Mitzia does it work?
You're not taking it from anybody else.
Why? Because it's Hefker.
Well, okay. That's maybe the conventional pshat in Mitzia.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, all right. So it's good pshat. But there's a chara plia tsuma on the shach. Shach says you can't begin with Da'avad Amis. Because Kohecha de Isa because of the Baina Misa. So I have a tremendous kasha.
Every Kinyan Neva has the same problem.
What?
Every Kinyan Neva has the same problem.
Yeah, every Kinyan Neva, if you're kind of Kinyan Meshicha, not a problem. But if you're kind of a Kinyan Chatzar.
Chatzar, okay.
Right, other than Geneva, No one, everyone knows you can be kind of got a geneva with a chaser. So it's a beferish mishneh. No, but fun of that. That's what they talk about here. The size bringing on. So how does you know, forget a David? Okay, you don't have David Amis for geneva, but you definitely can be kind of geneva with your own chaser. So why don't we say go ahead because of the bayit amisa? And am I because it's in your chaser. So the rabbanim were misaking that David Amis is your chaser. So what's he talking about the shah? So rabbanim misaking the way we learned that the tzuras atakana at least is that David Amis is your chaser. According to we thought that was the standard mahalat. It's not necessarily everyone says it. But I'm not saying Melzer kept it, but that's the standard mahalo.
Right.
So if chaser works for geneva, and we don't say kohechad isa because of the bayim isa, I mean we don't care. So why can't David Amis work for geneva? Well, what in the world is he talking about?
So he seems to address it because chaser is a kin of the raisa. Here he's saying chachamim wouldn't be metaking, you know, such a thing that you're going to be might see it from someone else.
Why not? If it's a chatzar, the chomer is saying it's a chatzar. There are some people who say it's even a chatzar deraisa, right? They say it works by get, they make it hefker, bez, and hefker, and they make it your chatzar.
You need das acher makne, no?
Where?
Not by get. So you have somebody by mitzia, it's a hefker thing. So it's fine. By matana, this das acher makne.
But by geneva, you're kind of geneva in your chatzar. If you pull the other person's object into your chatzar, there's a kinyan geneva. So you see, you can be kind of geneva with a kinyan chatzar. So why does the shach say that it's totally illogical that we slara the nafshe without any raya? I know that you can't be kind of geneva with a kinyan of David Amis. Why is David Amis worse than kinyan chatzar? Kinyan chatzar works by geneva.
Unless he holds like the other side of the chakira, that it's not chatzar, it's a separate kinyan on each prat.
Yeah, but that sounds very like that's weak. No, that's his question because he holds it's not it's a different kinyan. I don't know. Come like a. There are enough people, I mean, there are Rishonim that say it's Chatzar. You know, I think there, I don't remember the Rashi, the Ritva. So he didn't see those Rishonim.
Rebbe's question is only because he uses the words called Hecha de Isa B'Shusa de Mara Isa, even without those words, just the comparison to Chatzar. You know, even without those words.
Well, thanks. So what is his logic? Yeah.
I'm just asking because Rebbe put the emphasis on those words. I'm saying even without those words, the question is there.
Maybe those words are the answer. That's why to put them. Yeah. Okay, so that's the question. So the question is, what in the world is a shach svara? He's so adamant about this svara. He's arguing with Tysus and the Rush. It's like, it's one thing, you know, like Tysus and Rush clearly don't hold to this svara. And he's so adamant that this svara is right. It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Maybe could it be connected to the fact that he reads the Gemara as going according to Rosheshes? Because meaning it's so pashit. The fact that Gemara is going to Rosheshes, it's only because of the fact that we hold it so pashit that you can't do a kinyan for Geneva.
No, Rosheshes is not because you can't do kinyan for Geneva. Rosheshes, you could do kinyan for Geneva, theoretically.
But according to other mandam,
there's no kinyan for in Rosheshes or Rabbim. The Gemara's kasha in Tzuvos was according to Rav Sheshes, there's no David Amis in Rishus HaRabim. So there's nothing to do with Geneva. Just because there's no David Amis doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. That's how he wants to say the Gemara's kasha. So there's no kinyan. When you go pull into Rishus HaRabim,
So he's arguing here on Tosfos on two totally different points, not connected to each other.
Yes. Yes. Pashtas are not connected.
I mean, structures are loose structure, not a full pshat, but could it be that he's saying somehow the fact that it's Bershus of the Marius, meaning the Rabbana made up a takana that will treat your Daladam as ki'ilu, it's a chatzar. It's not really your chatzar, you're walking around, but we'll treat it as if it's your chatzar. But since the stolen item is Bershus of the Marius, so then the takana doesn't work. The Rabbana can't treat your Dalet Amis when it comes to Geneva like it's your Chatzar because it's this Bishus of Demarius. If it's Mamish and your Chatzar, King Chatzar, then it could work.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too a little bit. So yeah. There is he's saying like this, that Avada, he doesn't mean to say that Kohecha de Isa because of the Bayit of Isa will make the, you can't be kind of with the Kenyan Chatzar. He's saying that Koheche de Isa begotten the Bayram Isa makes that you can't, the Dawan Amas can't become your Chatzar. Because what do you mean the Dawan Amas, it's in your Chatzar? Just, it's not true. It's not in your Chatzar. It's in Begaza the Bayram. The fact that Darwin that is because of the Biden means that this object is not, and that's, if it would be in your chatzer, so of course you can be kind of with a Kenyan chatzer, but it's not in your chatzer. It's in Darwin Amis. So we it's because of the Biden Misa. So then how can you view that as if it's in your chatzer?
Is Rebbe saying that it's like what the Gemara said before, that in the chatzer of the Bailim, I cannot have Dalet Amos? That, you know, Dalet Amos does not work in the chatzer of someone else.
Well, but that's a different story. That's because I can't make the Dalet Amos mine. But okay, in other words, I don't know what exactly the structure of this part is. It a little bit depends on what shot Kohecha de Isa begoz of the Bailim Isa. What does that line mean?
Maybe it's a din chatzar mishtameres. It's a machlekes on that.
Well, let me stick to this one thought at a time. I can't.
Dalet Amis not chatzar mishtameres.
Why is it not chatzar mishtameres?
Because it's open territory. You don't have a wall around it.
But am I saying you're kind of with Dawan Amis? We don't obviously.
You're kind of the other things. You're kind of by Chves Metzia. You're kind of, you know, Matana.
Yeah, so you're kind of.
No, but you need an assist in those cases.
I don't know why you need it. What assist do you have?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out an idea.
Okay, but let me try and stick with Rafi's idea. So he's saying, what does it mean? Does anyone know what does it mean? Kohecha de Isa because of the Bayram Isa.
Doesn't that mean like it's the Bayram or Muksik on it?
Yusha the Bayram or Isa. So how is the Bayram Muksik?
Because it's, I guess,
it's theirs,
their title.
Yeah, so what? So how does it make them Muksik?
Obviously, it has to be some sort of structure that in Rosh Hasharabim, I can't force the Bialim to transfer ownership unless he wants to transfer ownership. Because it does work in the case of Matana.
Yeah, but we're talking about even a Simta too. We're talking about Geneva and Simta also. Because anyway, Rosh Hasharabim, there's nothing to talk about because we're passing like Rav Sheshes. So we're talking about Geneva and Simta. But.
So the point is, where it's not my own, it's not my chutzer. If it's not my chutzer, and I want to take ownership from him, he has to yield, be willing to yield that ownership. And he's not.
He doesn't have to yield it. He doesn't have to yield the Rosh Hasharabim to you. Rosh Hasharabim is yours just as much as his.
So it's under the Bidem's control. So since it's under the Bidem's control, so you can't have a Kenyan Dawid Amos.
Chazal would not be misaking such a thing to do an Avera. Isn't that the old story?
He doesn't say anything about because it's an Avera. He doesn't say that. He's just saying because it's in the Bidem's Rishus. So you can make a Kenyan Dawid Amos. Why not? Okay, I'm not sure. What Rafi said is might be right. I would have said it easier, but I don't know if it's right. It sounds a little bit more radical, but Rafi's son somehow might be more, you know, I mean, my way is less radical, but it's probably wrong.
Let's wrap his score again.
I'll say it both ways. There's a rule, go echa de isa begoz of the Bidem isa. So the normal explanation of go echa de isa begoz of the Bidem isa is, even though the Bidem is not holding it, he has no physical hold, the thing is in outer space, no one's holding it, but he's holding it with his through halachically, since he's allowed to say makbid gomer, he's allowed to say, I don't give anybody permission to touch it. He controls it halachically. So that's considered as if he's holding it because he's holding it through the din. The din says that he controls it. It's under his control. No one's allowed to take it without his permission. So that's a certain form of control. So control is considered muksik. So okay, because
Wait.
But chutzah works because hafal b'kein. Once it's in your chutzah, you're kind of anyway.
Nusa dalaram, the same thing.
Right. I understand. That's the question. Yes. So maybe you're right. If you learn that way, so then that's a simple. The problem is pashas. It doesn't make sense. The shach. But maybe the shach has a different understanding of kohecha de isa because of the b'ayna misa. That kohecha de isa because of b'ayna means that gufa, since it's his object, it's his Dawud Amis. Because wherever it is, just like, what's the logic of Dawud Amis?
Dawud Amis is... I need to switch to my phone.
Okay, so you're... So Dawud Amis is a lumdus that you're standing in the Dawud Amis, therefore it's considered like you're using the Dawud Amis. So it becomes yours, because I'll make the Dawud Amis yours. But when your object is there, someone else, something's object there, he's also using that Dawud Amis. He's using Koecha de Isra Begaza de Bailam. He said, like, it means a whole, maybe the Shach has a whole new understanding in that phrase. It doesn't mean that it's in the Rishus of the Bailam because the Bailam controls it with the Isra Geneva. It means it's in the Rishus of the Bailam because the Bailam has the Dawud Amis. Because just like when you're standing in Dawud Amis, the Dawud Amis is considered your Rishos because you're using the Dawud Amis, you're breathing the air of the Dawud Amis. So when I put my object down in the Dawud, if I put my object down in a Simta, so my object is a Shliach of me.
So if somebody comes along and puts some Hefker item down right next to the stolen item, the Nignav is going to be kinda because the area around that is his Dawud Amis?
No, I don't mean there, but it's the area where the object, no, because if I can't, the Shach saying you can't be kinda because the Abidim of the stolen object already was kinda that Dawud Amis.
Oh, so the same question Rafi is asking without the Nignav, meaning if I have an object in a Simta, yeah, then those Dalet Amos, anything that falls into the Dalet Amos, that should become mine because it's my Dalet Amos.
Okay, so maybe not Dalet Amos, but the Mamish is place where my object is mine. Dalet Amos is a Chazal said that a person, because he has to breathe, he has to stretch, can't have someone else in his face. An inanimate object can have something in his face. But the Makom, exactly, that place where the object is sitting, those 5 inches where the object is sitting is considered the chotzer of the person who owns the object because he's using that the chotzer for his object. Just like Dawud Amis says, I'm using Dawud Amis to breathe, and because I can't have people on top of me, so I need 4 Amis because otherwise I get claustrophobia. So when I put my object down, or it's even if it goes down by itself, if the wind blew it there, whatever it is, you know, I put my object there, and I wouldn't put it down. But when my object is there, so then I'm using that Dawud Amis. I'm using that place, not Dawud Amis, but that place is mine. So Gupa, it stops you from getting a Kenyan Dawud Amis because how do you want to get Dawud Amis? Because you want to say it's your rishus. It's not your rishus. I was using this rishus before you were using this rishus. I was using this rishus. In other words, it would mean a radical chiddush. It would mean that the Shach has a different understanding of Koecha Disa Begoda the Bainam Isa than we always thought. We always thought, I don't know where this phrase is. I know it's in the Kuntras of Sfeikas, in Aleph Hey. I don't know where else this phrase is. You know, there's an Atharpic strange Bekia, so he knows Chazal from the Achrayim. But I thought that Koecha the Isa, because of the Bainam Isa, means because of, like we said, the Isra Gezo. The Isra Gezo gives me control. But he sounds like he's saying, I mean, if you would learn him simply, he's saying that it has control because I'm using this place. So I'm using this place, therefore I own this place. So how can you can't get Dawud Amis because I got in this on this spot, I got here before you. That would be, you know, if you would be ready to say that that's a new pshat and Koecha Disa, then you could explain the Shach. Then you could say that the Machlokes is Shach and Taisis. His Gupa was trying to go Echadisa because of the Bainam Isa. I know that Taisis learned that Tipshuto, like we thought. And the Shach has a new Pshat and go Echadisa because of the Bainam Isa.
That's Pashup Shat.
What?
And the Shach assumes that that's Pashup Shat.
I don't know if he's not Pashup or he's being Mechanish. I don't know, but maybe, yeah. In other words, he asked.
Zebar, he says.
Yeah, okay. Zebar. Maybe that's included in, you know, they feel that that's also a yes. Okay. That's what I would have said. Now, Ravi's saying a harder shot that he says, you don't have to be so radical. And that really, of course, the Shach knows that Koecha Disa Begoda the Bainam Isa does not mean that he gets the place. It only means he has control on the object. But since he has control on the object, you can't get a kinyan of having control on the place. That's what he's saying, that it destroys the kinyan of David Amis, because David Amis, because I control the place. If you don't control the object, you can't control the place. But the Shaita of Kotzer, you're kind of, even though you don't control the object. So that's a little, so I know that's where the problem is. Yeah. All right, that's, I don't know. We have to do a little research in the Kohecha, the Isa, the God of the Bayram Isa.
Encyclopedia Talmudis, maybe.
Okay. So just put in the computer. It's interesting that the Kutras HaSvekas, when he said it, he says clearly he's only saying it he's not saying it in Rishus HaRabim. Because according to my pshat, it would not apply in Rishus HaRabim. Yeah. In other words,
so then, how does he understand the Gemara in Ksubis if it doesn't apply in Rishus HaRabim?
Because there's no Rishus HaRabim, there's no kinyan of David Amis anyway.
Because of heals look vicious.
Yes.
I'd be saying it won't work because it can't be that you're kind of.
Saying, according to Rav Sheshes, that says that David Amis doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. So Mistama, not according, based on, depending on who. According to Rav Sheshes, that David Amis doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. So Mistama, just like David Amis can't work in Rishus HaRabim. So Mistama, you can't have I'm saying this is a similar type of idea of David Amis. You know, there's David Amis is because when I get to David Amis, it's my David Amis. Rav Sheshes says you can't say that by Rishus HaRabim. So maybe, and as you say that's only Rav Sheshes only. I mean, Chari is talking about even the place where you're standing is not your David Amis. Rav Sheshes would say that even if your mom is standing there, but Chari, you can't say it's your place. So just because your object, Chari, can't be better than your body. If your object doesn't, if your body doesn't give you a David Amis, so why would your object give you a David Amis? So, okay, I don't know. So it would come out, according to Rav Sheshes, that David Amis doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim, also would not work in Rishus HaRabim.
So where does the Kutas HaSvekas apply the idea of Kolecha D'Isa?
He wants to know why Marikama works. So he says that because it works because it's in Muksik. So a bit of fear. What about how would you have a Marikama when it's in Rishus HaRabim? I don't know. That doesn't work so well. The Kutras HaSvekas, if you have a Kutras HaSvekas, in an Aleph Hey, he says, I'm sorry. And he says it's just a rab. I'm sorry. He does say it's just a rab. He says, I misquoted it. I made a mistake. He says, the koshi adua shoysa shiro mitzchila. Afshu oime b'shus a rabim oba agab. They go to the bayim iso. He said it doesn't work if it's in the other guy's b'shus. I take it back. B'chashvina nagina hu adayim muksik. In other words, he says that it's considered the way Marikama works is it makes you consider it into a muksik. Because since Kohecha D'Isa goes to the Bainam Isa, so he says, Afshu, or maybe Shusha Rabbi Moba Agam, goes to the Bainam Isa. Bechashvina Kino, who muksik. Okay, so I don't know. According to this, it wouldn't be so good. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. All right, I don't know. I'm a little stuck. So it's saying like me is a little bit radical because I don't know what would happen if it's just a rabbit. Doesn't sound so good. Say like Rafi is a little bit rough. Why should it be worse than Chatzar? Chatzar works even notwithstanding that there's an Isser. So why should this Isser stop Kinyan Dawid Abbas? See, I think what Rafi's saying, maybe it's not so bad. It just needs a little, you know. He's saying like this, that Rabbanan, we're not misaking, really, that Dawud Amis is your chutzah. It's not your chutzah. You don't own it. The Rabbanan were misaking that the fact that you have some kind of control, that in Lumdis is equivalent to chutzah, right? So that's what he started. So you know, when is your chutzah mamish? So that's your chutzah mamish. But Dawud Amis is not your chutzah. You only have control. And the Rabbanan were misaking that control is also considered chatzar. So Rafi is saying, here, you don't have control because kohechad isa, because of the bainam isa. So you can't tell me you have control. So they can't say control is like chatzar. If it's mamish chatzar, then you don't need control because it's chatzar. But Dawud Amis is not your chatzar. It's not the Rabbanan were misaking that you own it. You don't own Dawud Amis. The Rabbanan were misaking that even though you don't own it, but since you control it, you have a right to say, listen, I'm using this Dawud Amis now. You use it later. Right now, I'm controlling this Dawud Amis. So since Dawud Amis is Dawud Amis is in your control. So therefore, they're abundant misak in your kindness. So the Shach is saying that if the Shach is saying that if the Kohecha the Isa, the God of the Bainam Isa, you can't say it's in your control. Therefore, you can't make it into a Lamda Shachatzer. Right, that's sort of what. No, I don't know. I've been trying to help you out.
So how does that work
in
the case of Matana?
What?
How does that work for Matana? Why does it work for Matana?
Because there, he's being machnit to you, so he's taking off his Isser Geneva. So there's no svara of Begoda to buy them because he's taking away his Kveda. So, but by Geneva, where he's machnit as an Isser Geneva. He says, I don't want anyone touching my thing. So the fact that it's in your Dawud Amis, you cannot say it's under my control. And if the whole Kenyan of Dawud Amis is that Chazal say that when something's in your control, it's like your control is equivalent to Chatzar. In other words, what we in order to explain this chat, we have to stop that Rabban are saying, the Dawud Amis is your chatzar because we're misakin, you own the Dawud Amis. So we're misakin that even though you don't own the Dawud Amis, since the object's in your control, that's the equivalency of chatzar. That's the equivalency of chatzar. So then the Shach is saying, but when there's a kebeda, so you don't have control, so you don't have the equivalency of chatzar.
What makes it in your control, the fact that it's in your Dalai Amis, normally?
Yeah, because the Torah gives you the right. When something's in Simta, the Torah gives you the right to use this Dalai Amis. I'm here first. Like, I go to the beach. I put my blanket down on this spot. Someone else wants to put his blanket in my Dalai Amis. I can say, excuse me, I was here first. You go find a different Dalai Amis. You know, it's under my, it's not my bivis. But it's public property, and it's like a Taoist of the Tzibor. So the first, I take a Taoist, you know, I go to shul, and I take a shul Taoist. Now, it's not my Taoist, but no one can rip it off my shoulder, and then they take it. The Taoist of the Tzibor is whoever uses it gets the right to use it. So I picked it up first, and I get the right to use it. Now, you don't have a Taoist. You can't take this Taoist from me. I got it first. It's the same idea. I got the Dalet Amos first, so I'm using it. When I finish using it, it goes back to the Tzibur. I don't have to make a Kinyan and Maknit and re-Maknit, but it's the Kinyan of the Tzibur says that everybody, whoever it gets to takes it, he's using it for the time that he's taking it. Right? I don't know by a Taoist, if you have to have Das to be kind of, I don't think so, if you're using a Taoist of the Tzibur. I don't think you have to have Das to be kind of. It's automatic. So that's what I would think that the fact that it's in your control, that's good enough. So, but then maybe he's saying, you know, it depends what the Rabbanan's takana was. We did it a little bit, gets into the Shaila. What was the Tzuras HaTakana of Dalet Amos? Was a takana that the Chazal are machnet to you the chutzner and they made it the Dalet Amos and they made it your chutzner? Or of course not, they didn't make it your chutzner. It's not your chutzner. They said that it has the same active ingredients of chutzner because chutzner works because it's in your control and it's also in your control. So then the Shach is saying maybe very nicely that you can't say that it's in your control when there's a and it's a Geneva. Maybe that would be a shot. And then Tavis could disagree, and Tavis could say, no, that's not Pshat and Dalet Amos. Pshat and Dalet Amos is they turned it into your chutzner. And there are Bana or Mitzake and Itzuras HaTakana that we view it as if it's your chutzner, as if it's kana to you. And that would be the Machlekes.
The Shach and Tosfos in his Maskana, is a lot closer to that though, right?
What?
Tosfos in his Maskana is a lot closer to the Shach.
Why is it like, why?
Because he's saying that it has to be, there has to be like a Rutzen to give it over, no?
Tosfos in Maskana just
that's why it doesn't work for Geneva.
Geneva doesn't work, but we thought the Hesber in Tosfos is because there's no Asir Ansuye. So that would be a special exception. There's no Asin Ansuye. And yeah. In the rush is because we don't want to help a person doing Aveira.
Just to clarify, in this shot, it's not that the Shach doesn't hold Dalet Amos as Metam Chatzer. It's still Metam Chatzer.
Right.
It's just that the way the Chachamim linked Dalet Amos into the pre-existing Kenyan of Chatzar was not because they made it that you own the area as if like you own your backyard. They made it that you have control, and that's the
right. And that's the, that you have the active ingredient of Chatzar. The reason why Chatzar is kind of in Lamdas is because you have control, and this also is control, and therefore it's the equivalency of Chatzar. It becomes the equivalency of Chatzar because since you have control, it's the equivalency of Chatzar. I don't know if that's the act I take, but Chatz is kind of because Chatz is kind of. I don't know why Chatz is kind of. But because you can't say because of control, because by Geneva and your Chatz is kind of. So Chatz is kind of because Chatz is kind of. But the what makes something a Chatz in there is control. So if you mamish, in other words, the essence of Chatz is control. So if you own it, so then you for sure have, you know, that's then for sure. Then there's what makes you own it. So what if you own it? So they understood that the essence of owning is that you have control. So therefore, if you have control, that's equivalent to owning. Controlling something is equivalent to owning something. So the Chazal or Misakein, that when you have control over Dalet Amos, we view that as if you own it because your control is already like an ownership. And that's what Rabbanan the Tzura of the Takana was. Since you have control over the Dalet Amos, if someone else wants to move into the Dalet Amos, you could tell them to get lost. So it's as if you own it, but you can't have control. The Gabi is someone else's chayfetz. Okay, maybe. All right, let's go a little further. And then that's so we have, I think we're finished with the Shach, no? Did anything else we had to do with the Shach?
No.
I thought we were going to do the Ketzos and the Sivas.
Yes, I'm just saying, well, before I get to that, I just want to make sure we finish. We're done with the chakra. The Ketzos is done with us, whatever you want to say. Okay, so we have the, so basically, the Shach had a kasha on the Pupula Charifta, which is what everyone's calling him, the Madani Mela. What was the kasha? Because the Pupula, the Rush brought a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis that Dao and Amis doesn't work by Geneva. So he said, the Gemara in Ksuvis was talking about in Rishas HaRabim. The Gemara in Ksuvis is going according to the raya in Ksuvis is only from the Manda Amar that Dao and Amis is kind of Rishas HaRabim. Because the only way you can have a Kimnei Jerabim Minei is if you're going into Rishas HaRabim. So the Mishnah Melech's question, the question is that your raya from Ksuvis is only according to the Ma'ad Omar that Dawud Amos is kind of Rishas HaRabim. So there is no raya to us that Dawud Amos is kind of an Asimta. Maybe in a way, the way the Shach seems to quote the Pupuda Charifta, maybe everyone agrees that in a Simta, Dawud Amos would be kind of. Only in a Rishas HaRabim, we only see in Ksuvis that in a Rishas HaRabim, Dawud Amos doesn't kind of.
Right.
We don't see in Ksuvis that in a Simta won't be kind of.
It's the same Takana.
Right, so the Kasha, that's what the Pupuda Charifta seems to be asking. The kasha in the Pupuda Charifta is that if it doesn't work in Rishas HaRabim, that means that Rabbanu were not Misaka in the Takana, even though he always usually does work in Rishas HaRabim. So that means, so why doesn't it work by Geneva in Rishas HaRabim? Terence says, because they didn't make the Takana by Geneva. So if they didn't make the Takana by Geneva, they wouldn't make the Takana by Simta either. Right? And so the rush is relevant because the rush is discussing whether you can be kind of Geneva and a Simta, right? Nafkamina. Okay, so what's in excise? So the excise says,
Rabbi, what was our teretz again?
Our teretz was very beautiful. I thought it was a very nice teretz. I was saying that there's two different suras hatakana. There's a suras hatakana that you make it into a chatzer, and there's a suras hatakana that you're kind of without chatzer. So if those people that say you're kind of Rishus HaRabim, if you want to be kind of Rishus HaRabim, you can't make it into a chatzer because just like Rav Sheja says, you're not kind of Rishus HaRabim. That's because it can't be a chatzer in Rishus HaRabim. So even the first daya that says that you are kind of Rishus HaRabim, he also agrees it can't be chatzer in Rishus HaRabim. He's just saying that since there's a problem of Asid Ansuye, so they have to solve the problem of Asid Ansuye. So they're stuck. So they're going to have to make a Tzuras HaTakana even without Tzuras HaTakana. But it could be everybody agrees that they prefer to make a Tzuras HaTakana. So everyone will agree that in Simta they made the Tzuras HaTakana of Chatzar. It's just that it was just a rabbin that they got stuck. And they can't make it into a Chatzar. So either you say like Rav Sheisha that they didn't make a takana there, which is very daichik, because what do you do with Asin Ansuye? So Rabbanan did not fulfill their goal. Or the Rabbanan would have to say, we're stuck the other way. Since we want a takana, we're going to have to make a takana without Chatzar. So it comes out that according to the first daya, the Dawud Amis kindness by Simta is working different than Dawud Amis kindness by Rishus HaRabim. Dawud Amos Rishus HaRabim is kind of because Rabbanim wanted to, because it without Chatzar. Because when Rabbanim want it, they want it. Dawud Amos Besimta is Chatzar. So the whole reason why you should say Dawud Amos works by Geneva is because of a, since we made it Chatzar. In other words, if it's because we made the time, what, really, Chazal had no motivation for Dalet Amos to be kindness like an Eva. Because the only reason why you're kind is because of Asin Atsuya. There's no Asin Atsuya by Geneva. So if the Takana was, listen, we want you to be kind because Asin Atsuya, so we say you're kind. So for sure, that's not going to apply by Geneva. But if the Tsuras of Takana was Chatzar, so then we're stuck. Once we make it your Chatzar, we have to make it your Chatzar. And I think the Rajba says this, ain't Chatzar and a Chatzar. If it's your Chatzar, it's your Chatzar. So it comes out that just because it's not kind of Rishus HaRabim is not a raya that it will not be kind in Simta. Because in Chatzar, in Rishus HaRabim, it's not being kind of Mitam Chatzar. So Rishus HaRabim, that's not being kind of Mitam Chatzar. It's very, very logical that you're not going to be kind of by a ganav because there's no motivation. But by Simta, where you're kind of Mitam Chatzar, so then there's a, I don't call it a low plug, then you're stuck. Then you have to be kind, even though there's no motivation, because it's a collateral damage. Because once you turn it into a chatzar, then it has to be a chatzar. Right? That's the way I think. And I happen to like that answer. That happens to be in the Be'er of the Yudim, roughly. Right? Once in a while, I see something in there that I like. Once in a while, not so often. But I like that answer. It sounded very good. It sounds like it's mashed that way from the lashon of the shach. That's how the shach gripped the Papuna Charifta. He doesn't agree, but it sounds like that's how he gripped him. That the Papuna Charifta was splitting Rishus HaRabim and Simta. That's why he quotes the Aguda that says Afido Simta. Shmuel, you're so quiet today. Not like you. I don't know.
I'm listening to all the beautiful auras.
All right, but you know, I'm counting on you arguing with me. Otherwise, I guess I need your arguing to keep the. Otherwise, the shir goes too fast. All right.
I'll help with the pace. Will help.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway, just make sure you're okay. All right. The Maisa, but I think that's a nice shot. I like that shot. But that there's two different systems. Pashtus is one system, but we're saying that maybe they were stuck. Really, they prefer a tzura. The tzura is chatzar, but you can't have the tzura of chatzar by Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, since you can't have the tzura of Rishus HaRabim, so Memeda, they had to make a without a tzura. So then there's no reason to carry it over to Geneva. Okay. All right, let's see the Ksais. We'll see the Ksais. There's the Ksais with the Nesivis. I don't think we're going to finish it today. But we'll start it. So the Ksais says, where's this Ksais? One second. Let me get a different, I have a clearer printing. And another printing. The Ksais says, okay. The Kain Arab Ash on the Tavis Prakarin Aris Kosal Latikna the Arab Amos Bikaneva. The Kain goes to the Rosh Prakarin the Mitzia. I do not know why he doesn't quote Tavis and Bal Mitzia. Right? It's pretty befarish in Tavis and Bal Mitzia also. But the Avi Adoni Sikni, I didn't know this, but those apparently for those who are people who are into history, apparently the Ksait was a direct descendant of the Tysus Yantis. Now, anyone have any history on that?
Also, sent for the Madani Melach.
Madani Melach is the Taisus Yantif.
No? And it's the Pilpul Harifta?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's the Taisus Yantif. Yeah, it says right there in the introduction. And it was Rav Yantif Lippin
Heller. Heller, right? Wasn't the Heller family?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Taisachayshan was Heller, yes.
What?
I mean, the Tosachoshim was Heller, so.
Oh, so that his name is Rav Yontif right. Levi Heller. He's the Tzais Yontif.
Okay.
And the Tzais's name was also Heller?
Yeah.
Oh, so that makes sense. That it's his
I didn't know that.
Okay. So that makes sense. And they were Mishpacha. So he's quoting him. He says here, it's Avi Adoni Zikni. Right? So that means he was his grandfather. There is a I have at home the Tovis Yontif wrote a Megillas of the Neis that happened to him, that his life was saved and he made his own Purim for his family.
Right.
So it's an interesting Sefer. It's like it's its own Megillah. But anyway, I think the Mavins in Knesset Yehuda are direct descendants, because they also they have some minig that every day they learn something from the Tovis Yontif. Tovis Yontif wrote a parish on the Orchis Chaim of the Rush. So they read that every day after davening. You know, that's their some kind of minig. Okay, so of the Adoni Zikni, the Sefer Madani Me'achicha Rush, Kim the Bozi Arbamas in a Kavisha Sarabim, Mashkune Nashe Adide Lamli. I'm not really sure what that expression means, but apparently it means why stick your neck out for something that's not relevant halacha.
Exactly.
Right. I don't know, anyone know the literal translation?
Mashkune Nashe is from the word mashkun. Why is he, sticking out your neck is the perfect, I think.
Right,
is the
what does Adide mean? I just don't know.
And that mandamar, Mashkuni, why is he sticking his neck out for that mandamar?
I just didn't know what Adide meant. Adide means on him. Okay. Lamini, okay. I jump a heavy, the Huva be shop. That's a misprint. Right? And he says those printing that we have is Shin Yun, it probably is a shach, right? Because of Allah, the Radak, the shach said that the Madani Melch is not right. The Nafka Mina, the symptom of Sinisha Sarabim, Ayin Shem, right? So he's attacking his grandfather. Right? There's a special mitzvah to defend your grandfather. I think it is such a special mitzvah to defend your grandfather. I think so. It's probably a din of keeping up. Okay. Well, the fee on these deities, Shapir Dokate, that the Madani Melch is right. The fever that fino gago gano gino vechatsero. The bad icon of Biganeva. Firochi ain't no cry about chick shen over his shoes. So, another, if the wind blew the Geneva into my chutzner, and then I say, okay, I want to be kind of, I want to be Geneva. That's not a, there's no Geneva. You don't have chayiv because there's no mice in Geneva. So he's saying that by Geneva, you need a Maisa Geneva. Shemokhi be being open now. Such a became because you have been sent to Dawid Amis, and my poor nicked up Dr. Alamosa, then also Shemaisa, then Miss Chai Bimashava. Then a kind of check in his shoes, you have to bring it in. Okay, I don't know. Do you people have this cipher? You have the excise? Yeah, okay. I sent it. I don't remember. I didn't send it.
I don't think so. But
it
seems like the Ilam here has it. It seems.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have sent it too. So maybe I'll send it again tonight. I'll try and send it just to be sure. So what's he saying? We don't really have time to read it too much. He's saying that a Maisa Geneva, you need a Geneva, you have to do, it's not enough, it's in the Chatzar, you have to do a Maisa Kinyan. So the Maisa Kinyan is putting it into the Chatzar. So how do you put it into the Chatzar? By pulling it. Once you pull it, you did a Meshicha. So there's no, it's not relevant that there's a Kenyan Chatzar by Geneva. It's Omaira ben Omairik. If it'll be Rosh Hashanah, if it'll be Lu Yisur, it would be in Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
There's no
better be relevant Meshicha. Because you can't do Meshicha in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So if Dawid Amis was your Chatzar in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, then you'll pull it into the Chatzar of Rosh Hashanah Rabim and you're kind of with the Kenyan Chatzar. But if the chatzer that you're using is a simta, so once you pulled it in, you got a kinyan mishicha. So there's no relevance that Dalet Amos is your chatzer and simta for geneva. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's only a reshus rabim if it's your chatzer for geneva, that has relevance. Because if you pulled it into the reshus rabim, there's no mishicha. And you'll be kind of also, there's no mishicha. And because reshus rabim, you can't do mishicha. And you're kind of as chatzer. But if reshus rabim is not your chatzer, the only chatzer is simta. So you, without him pulling, you're not kind of, because you need a maisa. And once you pull it, you did a mishicha already. So it's not relevant. So there's no relevance. And the man d'amar that says that chaser is not kind of reshus rabim, only kone in a simta. So there's no relevance of whether or not the simta is Dawud Amis or not, because you would have a kinyan of Mashiach anyway. Like that.
If we wanted to go back to the Shach, the Shach maybe, what would we say? The Shach argues that Geneva needs a Maisa Kinyan?
Does not need a Maisa Kinyan. And I would argue if you hold you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, but right, you don't need a Mashiach. Yeah, okay. I mean, the Nesivis argues.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
And we'll see. Okay, I'm going to believe that. I'm going to go into the office right now, send everyone just to make sure in case some people don't have it. I'm sorry. So I'm going to send the copy of the Excise and the Sivis, make it right away. And we'll do it for tomorrow.